There's two ways to get over it, to equip yourself to get beyond other people's excuses. Well, number one, which I've already mentioned, is you have to get over your own. You clearly have to get over your own excuses. You see, I want you to look right now, and if you look on a scale of 1 to 10, if you look on a scale of 1 to 10, where would you rate yourself on how you live your life in terms of what excuses are? Now, see, some of you right now are manifesting so terribly because you really wish I'd unmute this line so you could argue with me and tell me, no, really, I have some good, solid reasons why I can't build my business. I have some really good solid reasons why I'm very upset with my spouse. I have some really good solid reasons why I was laid off. You know what? Go ahead and stay just like that. Keep arguing and defending your reasons instead of propelling yourself forward to get results. You have a choice. You see, most of us have been so conditioned to believe our excuses instead of finding the will to find the way to get out of the situation that we're in. And so we live in why not land. We live in the land that says, well, if only, I wish I would, I wish I could have, oh, I should have back in 1979. You know what? All I have to say is there is going to be a day that your last breath is taken. And do you want to look back before that breath is taken and feel fully satisfied that you gave it your best shot, you gave it your all wholeheartedly to live your life the way you wanted to? Or do you want to be like the cab driver that Hans and I had this past weekend? It was so sad, man. My eyes filled up with tears when I got out of that cab. I just went, how sad. And you know what this man said? I said, so, Randall, how long have you been driving cab? Oh, 22 years. Oh, my goodness, that's incredible. He says, no, not really. He says, it's a terrible job. Okay, well, you must make good money doing this. No, not really. So are you married? No, heck no. How can I marry anybody when I've got a bottom-of-the-barrel job like this? Did you ever have any kids? No way. He goes, why would I ever want to put anybody else through this kind of misery? I'm not kidding you. This is what he said to me. So I'm like, I mean, my eyes are swollen up with tears. I'm like, this man has no hope. No hope at all. No dreams. No vision. Gave up on the opportunity to have a wife and children. And looking back, he says, well, you know, I took the bottom of the barrel job. So if I'm going to work these kind of jobs, how can I make anybody else suffer along with me? Why would I ever do anything like that to a kid? Wow. So then I'm feeling bad for him. I want to bless him. And I said, hey, have you ever tried a chocolate-covered strawberry? Because I had an extra one and I want to bless him. He goes, no, I got diabetes. Can't eat anything like that. Oh, my gosh. I got out of the car and I said, bless you, Randall. And it was done. Gosh, is that what you want to become? Is that who you want to be? Is that how you want to live? Because Randall was truly a great representation of 98% of the population. Here, who was in the back of his cab, was a former homeless woman. A former homeless woman was in the back of that car. And yet, where was his life? Stuck in this ridiculous job for 22 years. Negative. No hope. No dream. No future. No nothing. Is that where you want to be? We have been totally conditioned for mediocrity, completely tricked by a liar to settle for less and to give up. The lie sounds something like this. Don't hope, don't dream, don't be happy, because those things don't work anyway. You don't want to hope because, you know, you're just going to get disappointed. Don't dream because, you know, that's never going to happen. You wind up frustrated and disappointed. Don't be happy because happiness never lasts anyway. And so you might as well not even waste your time because you're going to wind up being negative anyhow. So you might as well just stop at negativity to begin with anyway. Wow. So what's the alternative? To wallow in hopelessness, despair, apathy, self-pity, and self-hate? Is that the alternative? To settle for less in a comfort zone that really is not comfortable? We have been so conditioned to, number one, hope for things that don't exist, kind of like, you know, the lottery. to hope for things that are like my new possibility of actually making work for ourselves. You know, like perfection, never going to happen. And so we stop trying. We stop advancing. We stop improving. And so again, scale of 1 to 10, where do you rate yourself? Where do you put your line of excuses that you use? Where is your willingness to do whatever it takes to make it on that scale of 1 to 10? I want you to look at that. Because if you have a life that is surrounded by people with a bunch of excuses, the reason is, I'm sorry to say this, my brother or my sister, it is because you live a life of excuses yourself. You need to look in the mirror and evaluate and say, whoa, are your kids constantly giving you excuses? Is your spouse giving you excuses? Are your coworkers giving you excuses? Are people that you're trying to build a business with giving you excuses? Then you have to do the one most important thing is to look at yourself and say, wow, am I living a life of excuses myself? Why? Because write this down. We attract who we are. I'm going to say that again. We attract who we are. Birds of a feather flock together. I'm going to say that again. Birds of a feather flock together. So if you're surrounded by people filled with excuses, then that is a full-on reflection on yourself, as it was on me, of a person filled with excuses. So there's a few things that I want to help you with concerning that. And I want to expose this absolute lie that some of us are living. In any place I pray right now that God shows me, what other place do I have where I have excuses? You see, it could be, you know, I just don't have the right personality to succeed. My past is just so scarred and people like me don't make it in anything. That was my excuse. Do you have another excuse that I had of I was young and I'm a female who's uneducated? Do you have one of those excuses? How about this one, my favorite? I don't know how to do it. Or that's just not me. I don't know how to do it, or that's just not me. These are excuses. Gosh, you know, I just don't have the time. There's a great one. I don't have the time. I'm not really good at talking to people. I'm not computer literate. I don't know how to do those kinds of things. I like to think everything over first before I ever make a move. How about this one? This one's hilarious. Okay, like for example, right now we're about 85% First Steps to Success coming up this weekend in LA. It's 85% full right now. Well, that means that there is a tremendous amount of people flying in from all over the world, actually, who have gotten over their excuses. They have.